Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program, Markets and Company News. It is a Monday evening. That means David Shapiro from Sasfin and a 3-0 against Nottingham Forest at the weekend. He is a happy man. And I'll tell you who else is happy is those behind the IPO of Boxer, part of Pick and Pay, multiple times oversubscribed. David, good evening. Were you expecting that?
I think so. I think there was a lot of excitement. You know, we're so starved of any new companies that this did capture everybody's imagination. And, you know, it's also good business. You know, don't discount it. So I think it's going to be a very successful listing. I've just been going through the numbers and saying, what does this all mean? So doing the pluses and the minuses and so on. But for Pick and Pay, of course, it's very successful. They're going to get $8.5 billion of cash, and Jeremy, you know, they still will have a significant amount of shares. I think 300 million shares, which at this present value is $16.2 billion. So if we add it up, and this is the conundrum, this is interesting. If we put the value of Boxer, you know, into Pick and Pay, it comes to $24.7 billion, but the market cap at the moment is only 21.6. So that means that the market's assigning a negative value of about $3 billion to the Pick and Pay business, so, which is not very encouraging for those who are running the company.
So, David, I see a note from Boxer's chief executive who says, and I quote, the listing will give Boxer a platform from which to pursue its strategy, and it will elevate the Boxer brand to enhance access to capital and sustain growth. In time, given the travails that Pick and Pay has undergone, is this a story where we might actually see Boxer eclipsing Pick and Pay in time, or too soon to say that?
No, it's going to happen. And I think the market's going to warm to it. I think the share value will go, you know, keep going up. And what will happen over time, I think Pick and Pay will use it as an ATM, you know, cash machine, just to sell off more shares as time goes by. Expect that. I don't think they're going to hold on to the shareholding forever. And also the family, you know, the Ackerman family will also have a say in how many shares are actually sold. So, you know, it's just sad. I find it very sad from Pick and Pay's point of view, you know, that they should find themselves in this position where the strong brand that we've known for decades is actually losing, you know, a lot of its appeal. And this is, look, Boxer's right, you know, it's the right kind of company for this economy.
Precisely. And, David, let's move on to the healthcare sector. Netcare's full-year profit up 16%. The chief executive officer, Richard Friedland, saying it's a challenging environment. No pulling our legs there. But here's an interesting note. He says medical scheme membership remains stagnant with an increasing prevalence of low-cost medical scheme networks. So against that backdrop, these are not bad results, I guess.
They're very good. And it is a difficult industry. You know, I think we're finding it across, you know, across the economy that people haven't got the kind of money anymore. And if they're not buying medical aid, they're certainly not buying insurance products and so on. You've got to go through this result in greater detail, because I know that, you know, it looks like they're making 16% increase in profits. But when you go through the numbers, you'll see that their adjusted headline number and the dividend are around about 7.5%. So I'm I need more time to go through the actual results to say, why is there that difference? You know, why has it accounted? It's very much accounting approach, but, you know, I'm trying to reconcile it in my mind. Share price, yeah, you know, down a little bit. I think I expected it. So, but good operation, difficult position. The question, Jeremy, I know that Richard has said that he's going to retire, but we haven't seen further news on that or who's going to take over.
And the success of any company, as we've discussed before, David, is predicated on good succession planning. Let's pivot to Barlow World. We know it's a big diversified industrial group. Lower annual earnings, but here's the interesting bit. The company's saying the geopolitical risk has now overtaken inflation as the primary risk factor as far as this company is concerned, and it operates in multiple markets.
That's exactly. You know, if you look at where they make revenue, most of it's Middle East and Africa. You know, South Africa, Angola, Russia, Tanzania, you know, the Congo. So we know that those companies have had enormous issues with inflation. But it's also in the area that they're prevalent is Mongolia and Russia, and I think that's creating a problem. Even the auditors identified as an issue. Jeremy, you know that there's a consortium with management behind it, together with a Saudi Arabian company, you know, that wants to take it off the market. And it's going to be an interesting battle because, you know, once management's involved in taking a company off the market, you have to then start to question valuations and go into that in greater detail. This is just a natural cause. One's got to justify the price that they're paying. And once we start to see results going backwards, you start to say, okay, are they doing this to try to get the price cheaper, or are they genuinely having issues? That's our natural approach to these things, you know, and it'll sort itself out over time.
Well, one has got to wonder whether Murray and Roberts, David Shapiro, is going to sort itself out. Now, there was a time, and this is a share that I'm sure that you've watched throughout your long and distinguished career. This is a share that was a pivot share on the JSE.
Yep.
You know, you would drive into Bedford View and you would see their massive head office. You couldn't pass a building site without seeing an M&R Limited sign. Now in business rescue. This is a very sad story.
It is. It's a very sad story, and it's a sad story of South Africa or of Africa. You know, there is no fixed investment. Remember, they built the Gautrain. You know, they were behind the consortium. They're hugely powerful business. But, you know, we've seen Avenge go. We've seen Group 5 go. We've seen, when I say Avenge go, I mean reduced to a very small company, Group 5, Basil Reed. We know that Wilson Bailey Homes has had issues. So this is just another problem, you know, for the construction industry in South Africa. It's really, I think you can count its value on your hand, you know, in terms of billions. It's a very, very small industry now. But as you say, to see this go has been a really tragic. And they try to branch into mining. And sadly, with the closing of their Venetia operation, which is a De Beers owned diamond mine, you know, it's just put them under cash flow issues. It's just, you know, put them under severe pressure where they have to go into business rescue. But Jeremy, this was the giant of the construction industry in South Africa.
And just finally, David, Transport and Logistics Group, Super Group, the shares have really been on a roll today. What's behind that?
They're selling, you know, they've had a bid for their Australian operation. I'm surprised, you know, again, Jeremy, it takes time to go through all the numbers. But, you know, Australia's been okay for them, but it's only been around, I don't know, about 15% of their business. I don't think more than that, maybe a little more. And again, they only owned about 53% of the business. So there is, you know, there has been a bid for their fleet management business in Australia to take it off the market. Or to bid for their shares. So a nice bid at the price, but I'm surprised that they're up 16-17% here. So I've got to go do my maths to find out why this is such a good deal for Super Group, but it certainly has elevated the share price. Jeremy, this is not a share that's outperformed the market over the last 5 years. It's actually been an underperformer, even though because of conditions. But anyway, this is a nice bonus for those people who've held on.
Man,
but I've got to go do the maths.
I was just going to say that, David. I mean, up 16.9% today, R27.60. If you hold that share tonight, I guess drinks are on you, eh?
That's it.
All right. David Shapiro, we'll talk next week from Sasfin. Always appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.